This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So Earn Your Leisure will be a part of this year's All-Star festivities with you guys, collaboration. So we're gonna be picking the All-Star team.
Gonna be drafting. Already.
And it's actually gonna be the EYL team.
That's a fact.
And then we're gonna be live streaming the game.
This is gonna be good. You know, you play basketball your whole life.
For sure.
I don't think they know that. So this is gonna be fun to sit down and do a game, man. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Whose bright idea was that?
So the idea of the game is, you know, up next. That's, you know, our best, you know, our brightest G League players, and, you know, not All Star because it's only one All Star game, right? Like, they all want to be in the big All Star game. So that, you know, that the concept of that is to be able to celebrate our G League players during All-Star weekend, bring them there. And then, you know, we did that last year. Now to say, you know, our group, you know, how can we, like, make it even, you know, something different, innovative, creative? And the idea there was, okay, let's, you know, kind of partner with someone to say, okay, you know, you have your own team, you know, pick the team. So we break the teams up into four teams, Mark. So we'll break the teams up into four teams. One of the teams will be the EYL team. You guys will be able to pick your own team. And we're going to, you know, the way the game will go, we'll try to, you know, kind of make it 2K-ish, you know, where it's, you know, faster pace and kind of gamified. You know, you'll be able to stream it on your platform. So stream, you know, distribute it in different ways. And just make it a different, you know, again, like a different experience of a game and get really creative. And you know, you guys, you know, being willing to be a part of that is obviously huge.
I'm telling
for
you.
Us, and it's going to be, I think, you know, again, empowering and a great, great opportunity for our guys.
General managers.
Yeah. I mean, I told the guys, I've been watching, I'm already watching the G League, but now I'm even more intently watching because I got a scout to see who's going to be on a team. Because we don't come to just be a part of things. Right. We only participate because we're coming to win everything.
Yeah.
So we appreciate the opportunity to come and win.
No doubt.
Yeah, but I definitely appreciate it for sure. And is this something that, you know, you guys want to do more of as far as, you know, untraditional type marketing, reaching, we're in a different world now, right? Where people are consuming content different. It's not just a matter of watching television, right? It's a matter of social media. It's a matter of YouTube. It's a matter of podcasts, a variety of different things. So, is that something that, you know, you guys are embracing more on that online social media marketing type of platforms?
Yeah, no doubt. And we have to, you know, one, just, you know, like the younger fans that we want to reach and, you know, that we want connected to the G League and to be able to introduce, you know, again, like new fans, younger fans that, you know, we can even be the first stop to them becoming NBA fans. And then that's just, again, as a league, like when I talk about testing rules and, you know, introducing, you know, new concepts to the game, that's, you know, like League of Innovation, that's what we want to be known as. So I think this is even, you know, a further step in that direction.
And so again, this is taking place during All-Star Week. So this is going to be in Indiana this year.
Yeah.
Talk about the timing that has happened and get the details so everybody who wants to support can be there to support.
We'll hold the game Sunday. So it's Sunday afternoon before NBA All-Star game. It'll be in the footprint. It's what we call crossover. So like in the footprint of the NBA activations going on. So if you're at NBA All-Star, like the All-Star, NBA All-Star game tickets are really, really hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can't get those tickets. You can get a ticket to the Up Next game. So come to the Up Next game and, you know, cheer for, you know, the future stars of the NBA.
So how would they get a ticket?
NBA.com, NBA G League.com.
So that's part of the package of just not the All-Star game, but like they have a package where you could come to like the
all the fan
convention
fest, all
center
the fan,
type thing.
Yes, all the fan fest.
And that's included in that.
Yes.
Okay. And this is exciting. Definitely looking forward to it for sure. Before we leave, any other initiatives that you guys are working on, or what's your vision for, you know, making this league as, you know, big as possible?
Well, you know, obviously, we, like I said, I think that for a long time our goal was having 30 G League teams to NBA teams, so we're really close to that. And then continue to create platforms and opportunities for our guys to grow and grow on the court and off the court. So, you know, we talked about Ignite, but for all of our players, we offer them a continuing education program. We offer them job shadow programs. We offer entrepreneur programs where they continue to learn. So just continue to put the league in a place, put our players in a place where they can continue to grow and learn.
How do you feel about the state of basketball right now? A lot of people, you know, the Europeans, they're taking over. It's an international game, and even how the game is played is more of a European style, the Euro step, right? And people are playing the game more different. Steph has changed the game as far as shooting threes. Now everybody shoots threes. At 12 years old, people come down from half court, shoot threes. You're a big man, but the big man is not really relevant in today's game anymore. 7-footers, Wembanyama's 7'4", and he's a guard pretty much. So the game has changed a lot since the 90s and early 2000s and the golden age of the NBA, how people like to say. But I think it's in a good space. What are your thoughts as far as somebody that's actually played the game and you've seen different stages of the game, where we are now, how you feel about it?
I think the game is great. And I mean, I even say that like with a critical eye. I'm not saying like I like every, I would like a couple of more post touches, but I think the game is great. I think the game is a global game. You know, I think the idea that it has to be, you know, how many, you know, Europeans or international players to, you know, taking over the game. I just think like good players, you know, find their way to the best league in the world. And like the NBA is the best league in the world. I think styles, I think that evolves. Like, you know, I think right now it's a style of, you know, kind of five man out and, you know, pace and, you know, shooting a lot of perimeter shots. So that's the, you know, that's the style that teams are seeing success with now. I think that'll evolve. I don't know if we'll ever go back to, you know, when I had to come play the Knicks in the Garden and like it was like Oakley and Mason and Charles Smith. I don't know if we're going to ever go back to that, but, you know.
Draymond has his way.
Well, yeah. I think your game would have translated.
I think so.
Like knowing your game, yeah, like,
I think so.
I feel like, yeah, there's a Tim Duncan, but your game wasn't really Tim Duncan. You were almost like a face up four in a sense where if you had to step back, I feel like Brooke Lopez was a post-up man that now shoots more threes than anybody on outside of Dame.
Well, you work on those, like, you're
going to evolve.
I didn't shoot a lot of threes, but I would have worked on, you know, in this era, I would have worked on it more. I would have been more empowered to shoot them. You know, the coaches would have encouraged, so I would have felt better.
You would have been on the floor.
But I think, like, all of that comes in you know, kind of waves. And I think we'll see, you know, at some point, based on like the talent and the type of players you see, you're going to see a different way the game is played.
I think there's another evolution that's happening, and maybe most people aren't aware of, is players that are now in the exec position. Mm. When we talk about, you know, we just sat down with Andre Iguodala, now at the NBA PA, Joe Dumars is here at the league, you're here. Talk about that evolution of guys now stepping in exec roles. You know, Adam Silver probably, you know, he won't be running the NBA forever, right? So now we got guys in training that a league that's dominated by people looking like us can now be run by people that look like us.
I mean, I'll go even beyond that. I think that's a nice thing where you see, you know, I came up where, you know, there was a Joe Dumars running the team and a Billy Knight running the team and Stu Jackson. Mm-hmm. So like we've seen that. Mm-hmm. Like what we see now with guys, I think that's really exciting is like, they're like business prowess, you know, like a LeBron, the things that he's done, you know, off the court. Like he's, you know, arguably the best player ever, right?
Arguably.
Thank you for saying that.
So, I mean, I say that to respect, you know.
You don't think he's the best player?
But I always, you know, like we didn't really get to see Oscar. We didn't really get to see, you know, I saw Kareem, but we didn't really get to see Kareem. So I always think of it like I don't want to.
No, we saw
Kareem. You know, my father, he taught me that. He's like, you know.
The four fathers of the
game.
Yeah,
so I don't,
when he came into this league, there was a man dominating him. He wants to be respectful of the people who think that man.
Yeah, so that's all. I mean, but the things that they're doing, you know, what Magic has done in ownership, you know, Michael Jordan has done in ownership, that we haven't, you know, we hadn't witnessed that before. And I think seeing that, in addition to, you know, you have Andre leading the players union now and, you know, guys, you know, doing things in different executive role. I think the combination of those two is really powerful.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.